Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Good to be with you. You can also check us out at V-103HD3WAOK.com and download the radio app. Juneteenth concert and rally tonight. We will be there tonight. Surprise celebrity guest tonight. A lot of performances, food trucks, games, COVID-19 testing, black-owned vendors only. This is at Murphy Park Fairgrounds, 880 Woodrow Street, Southwest Atlanta. This is going to be packed. It's going to be huge. Make sure your whole family comes out. All right, I'll see y'all tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we highlight great people doing great things. Remember when we went out to stand with the ATL Water Boys because two Atlanta police officers decided to put them in handcuffs for selling water? Well, we immediately stood up and said, not on our watch. This will not happen. And we sold water with them, raising thousands of dollars and sending a very clear message: this will not be tolerated. Beyond that, I contacted the chief magistrate judge of Fulton County, Cassandra Kirk, and also contacted the executive director for the Atlanta Black Chambers. And I put them in touch with each other because I said, if these cops lock up another kid, I want to make sure that when the kid goes to court, they get no probation. They get no jail time. They get no fee. They get no penalty other than being sentenced to a pro entrepreneur program, which lasts for 6 weeks, gives them a certification, business skills, a business plan, you name it. And that's exactly what they did. There's another organization doing something very similar without the need for arrest, but they are organizing these ATL Water Boys. It is called the Corner Boys Program. And this program is remarkable. Not only do they train them, they provide uniforms. They provide protective gear. They provide inventory. They provide structure. And in that, you have a well-organized business. They are doing this all across the city. You have to listen to these two brothers, because if you want to get involved in something, this is what you need to get involved in. And remember, we have no summer school right now. You damn sure can't get a job right now. What are they going to do? What are these kids going to do? Well, they're selling water. They're not selling cocaine. They're selling water. They're selling Gatorade. These two brothers are organizing them, helping them, and establishing them as real men of business. I have with me the founder of I'm a Father First, Keith Lewis Jr., on the show. Keith, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. Always good to hear your voice, man. We also have co-founder Jermaine Clark on the show as well. Jermaine, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man? Thanks for having us this morning.
Man, I appreciate both of y'all brothers, man. The program is so amazing. The visual of it, when you actually experience it, it's something that you really can't describe in mere words. But I'm going to ask you gentlemen to try to explain how amazing this program is. What have you been able to do, and what are you continuing to do to organize these ATL Water Boys in your Corner Boys program?
Yeah, so you said I was talking to my daughter over here. She's the lead corner girl to make sure we actually have structure behind it. What did you say, Rashad? I'm sorry.
So give people the formula. What are you doing with the ATL corner boys in these streets?
Oh, man, it's been incredible. You know, right when you did what you did with the young brother over there on MLK and Westlake, we were kind of conceptualizing the same thing. So I definitely, first of all, salute you for how you mobilized those brothers. And, man, Eldridge from Black Man Lab and attorney Miles Davis, they was like, man, you raised several thousand dollars for those boys. So we were in the same vein. As you know, those corners can make $2,000 to $3,000 in one day. Mm-hmm. So we've taken over several corners on North Side and 17th, North Side and Ivan, North Side and Donnelly Hollowell. And our hub partnership is with the Russell Center. I just got off the phone with Jerome Russell, updating him on everything. And they said, Keith, what is a hub? A hub is where these kids can come there instead of a local trap house, which looks like an apartment in the hood, which looks like a lot of blunt packaging, which looks like a lot of other stuff. So a hub is a place I can bring these young children, rising 9th through 12th graders and graduating seniors, and then they learn how they're going to go on the corner. They learn through our corner curriculum how they can become entrepreneurs. The PPE, how they interact and not bombard these cars. We teach them how to actually move with a lot more structure and finesse, as we call it.
Because what you are able to prove, not just in theory, but in practice, that when they adopt these skills that you're teaching, they actually have more customer interaction, not less.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Oh, yeah, customer definitely. Interaction is the main thing, Rashad, because even as I deal with these grown people, a lot of times we don't know how to interact with each other. So we talk to each other crazy. We get out of pocket. And next thing you know, whatever deal you thought you had is gone.
Right.
So we're teaching these young men at 16, if a person rolls their eyes at you, if they lock their door, don't take it personal. Come up to them respectfully. Excuse me, sir, ma'am, how you doing? This is what I'm doing. This is who I represent, the corner boys. I'm a father first. Would you like to purchase a bottle of water? And because of the partnership with the Russell, we're selling food as well. So it's just no different than when we were kids. When you had to go to Daytona as a kid for football, we sold water and we sold hot dogs at the corner store. It's no different.
Jermaine, let me ask you about your involvement, man, because you've been here on the ground since day one. This program is taking off like wildfire. What have you seen out of these young people based on your interaction and you all introducing the corner curriculum to them?
Well, basically, it helps them get more confidence to be able to get out and make a sale, because once you get on that corner, you got cars coming from all kind of ways, and it just teaches you how discipline on how to become a better salesman and make sure you're doing it in the right way. Because we had a lot of kids that when we used to see them at the stops, it'll be like five or six of them will run up to your car. We had to teach them how to do teamwork and how to work with your other fellow man. So it's enough money for everybody, and if you do it the right way, you'll be able to make as much money as you want to on that corner. And we're teaching them skills that will follow them through their lifetime, being able to get out and hustle and make money for your family, but do it the right way and be in compliance with the city and with the police and everything.
I want to remind everyone listening that when you all take over a corner with these young people, you provide uniforms, you provide protective gear, you provide training, you even feed them. You make sure that they have a tent, a structure. You make sure that they understand how to interact and why this is important to interact. You make sure they clean up their local area because that's now part of their business platform, keeping the community clean and making sure that their product is safely transacted to a consumer, caring about the consumer. These are skills they will never forget. We're going to come back on the other side. I got more with these two remarkable men who are out here doing this with our young kids every day. This program is one of the most amazing programs I've seen in a long time, and I want you to get involved. I'll tell you how you can get involved on the other side. This is making a difference. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. What's happening? Welcome back. I'm still talking with Keith A. Lewis, founder of I'm a Father First and co-founder Jermaine Clark. And remember, I'm a Father First is a nonprofit organization They responded to the action that many of us engaged in when we stood with ATL Water Boys and said, you will not incarcerate these young black men, these young kids, for selling water. It will not happen on our watch. Well, they took the program, they created a program and took that sentiment a step further. And what they're doing is they are organizing these corners to make them clean, safe, efficient, training the young men, making sure they have protective gear, making sure they have opportunity to engage customers in a respectful and substantive manner. They are doing this every day. They do this work literally 7 days a week. And the kids respect them so much. And they are learning so much. I'm glad Keith is still with us on the show. Keith, thank you for remaining on the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you for keeping me online, man. A couple of people said the audio was choppy, but thank you. During this corona time, man, these interviews are weird. So thank you for making the time to have people like myself on.
Absolutely, brother. What are some of the challenges? You go to a corner, you start interacting. There are some social issues, man. We got people, we got young kids who are trying to pay mortgages because mom and them got laid off. It's a lot of real stuff happening. What are some of the problems or challenges you're facing out there?
Let's see, challenges. I would say, like, one thing comes to my mind is two of my boys that was on Instagram fighting a couple of days ago. And I had several of my homies tag me and say, hey, Keith, we need to get them involved. But little did they know, I had just left them boys. They were fighting on Instagram 4 hours prior. But when I saw them, they were all at the same store chopping up money together. So the social issues is just the desensitization, you know, which is what my book talks about. Because when you're desensitized, it's okay to throw trash on the ground. It's okay to run up to a car with flip-flops on with your drawers hanging out. It's okay to have uncombed hair because you want to look poor as you can. While we're feeling sorry for them, their hustle is to look as poor as they can. But we're bringing integrity to the sale. We're giving them shirts. We're giving them masks that say corner boys and I'm a father first. We're giving them hand sanitizer. And now we're going to flip the game up. We won't just be selling water. We're going to be selling immunity kits. So they'll have actual hand sanitizer. They'll have sandwich bags. And they'll be cleaning up their communities and adopting spots as they do the corner boy curriculum.
Love it. I love what you said, brother. Integrity to the sale. You're bringing integrity to the sale.
Put that on a shirt, bro.
You need to put it on the new corner boy shirt. Put that on the back of the shirt, and you got the corner boys on the front of the shirt, man. There you go.
Integrity to the sale with the number two. They can try to steal it if they want. They know we came up with it first.
There you go, brother. Listen, I want people who are listening to get involved with you and get involved with this program. I'm involved with the program. If they want to make a contribution, you got a lot of people listening right now, and they will love to make a contribution. And let me explain where the contribution goes. They buy all of the protective gear, the uniforms, the food. They invest in the product so that it can be expanded. The Corner Boy program can be expanded. They rent out the facilities so that there could be hubs where the Corner Boys, the ATL Water Boys, can come meet and get training, not only on the corner, but also away from the corner. So it takes money to do it. It takes money to do it. I want to make sure that those who are listening, you make a contribution directly to these young people, and it's 100% tax deductible. Keith, how can they make a contribution to the Corner Boys program?
They can first and foremost log on to imafatherfirst.org. That's imafatherfirst.org. So it's I-M, not I-A-M, but imafatherfirst.org. That has links to all of our social media, bro. If they want to do a Cash App real quick, Cash App, I'm a Father First. It's I-M, not I-A-M. It's I-M, a Father First. You want to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, it's at I'm a Father First. But the website, you can donate, Cash App, and then even PayPal. PayPal is info@imafatherfirst.com.
Let me make sure I clear this up, because the I in first is always a one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I always won. We keeping fatherhood priority.
Okay, so for those who are listening, when you type in, I'm a father first, the I in first is not an I. It's actually a one. Okay, so first is a one rather than an I. So I'm a father first, F1RST.org. That's the website. Cash App, I'm a father first. And first, once again, is F1RST, not F-I-R-S-T. They did a number and wordplay to signify the number one. So make sure you make that distinction when you make a contribution. We also need people that will help, that will volunteer. How can they get involved, man?
Yeah, if they want to get involved to help, shout out to Troy Curry. Troy used to be with Upward Bound as well as the YMCA man, and he stepped in, and he's like the program director, I guess they call it, program manager. I don't know. We don't go off title. But Troy has been working, and him and Osei, the dark secret from V103.
My big homie. Partner.
Man, they've been out there holding it down. So even when Jermaine and I are out of town or Hamlin setting up other locations, they've been holding it down, as well as my boy, Big Antoine Norman from John Lewis. His son goes the best with my son. So we have a community collaborative, bro. Every community we go into, we adopt it. We work with the school, the pastor, the local businesses, and we work with the politicians. Shout out to Andre Dickens. He's come out, and he's really supported with his time, money, resources, and his ear. So what they need to do is just call us. They can call. The office number is on the website. I don't know it. I'm not giving out my number anymore because we get so many calls now. So
what's the website? I'll look it up right now. I'mAFatherFirst.org.
Yeah, I'mAFatherFirst.org. And then we got an office on P Street. They can set up a time to come see us and learn more about us. And, man, we just want to meet people that are community stakeholders. If they want to have an intelligent conversation, I've been talking to Commissioner Arrington. You've set me up with some conversations. We're about to put together a pot of money to help with the corner boys, and it's going to be matched by the city and the counties as long as everybody does what they say they're going to do. So I'm announcing it today that come next week, we will have a budget in place so this won't just come out of our pocket. We give our kids $50 stipends every time they're with us. And so people are clear, that's less than what they make. They make upwards of $200 on every occasion, as my young partner tells me. If they make $200 working 6 hours on the corner in flip-flop, why would they listen to a grown man talking to them down because they're 17? Why would they listen to a police officer telling them they can't do something when their mother is at home and needs some money? So if people really care, everyone casting their opinions, if they really care, they will get involved. We're all up and down North Side. We're going to take over the whole West Side. We want 10 stations, and each station will fund this program with or without the people's help.
All right, bro. I appreciate you, man. The number, I got the number, 404-880-4660. That's the number to call if you want to get involved, get more information, get connected. 404. Hold on, wait a minute. There's another number, 470-205-4106. That's another number, 470-205-4106. If you want to cash app a contribution, you can do that by going to I'm a Father First. $ I'm a Father First. You can cash app that. Remember, first is spelled F1RST, not F-I-R-S-T. And it flows the same way for the website, which is .org, not .com. All right. I'm a Father First. First is spelled with a one, not an I, .org. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for all you do, homie.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.